on top. I am Tyson McVay, thank you very much. I intest on the base. We are Amar Abaya. We did that already. We're up to state kupais. Masha ain't came but kupais. Abaya just got finished saying, I'll get to the line where it is in a moment. Abaya just got finished saying that if his chutzer surrounds her chutzer on all four sides, his walls are higher than her walls. Once it's within the confines of his walls over the airspace of her chutzer, she's mugareshes. Now, Abaya is going to contrast this to kupais, the boxes. And I'm going to learn like Rashi, even though everybody will have questions and so do the Rishayim. But, you know, we are big Rashi fans, and we're going to learn like Rashi. Masha Ein Kein, I am now in which line? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11th line from the top. Masha Ein Kein b'kupais. You go across and place this primus. You go up four lines. Masha'en kim b'kupais, this halacha would not be true by boxes, which means, shtei kupais zu b'tech zu. You have two boxes, one within the other, and just, again, Rashi doesn't say where these boxes are located, so we don't know whether it's in her yard or it's in Simta. Simta is a place where your kalim can be kaina. It's the easiest way to learn. Rashi doesn't say there's three shittas in the Rishayim. The one that's easiest to teach is that it's a simta, which is a place that's a side street where your kalim can be kaina because it's not bottled to the rishus, but at the same time, the rishus is not kaina. The simta doesn't belong to you, so you can't be kaina with chutzer. But your kalim can be kaina there. So you have your box. She has her box, I should say. Her box is within his box. Bizarkula, and he threw the get. Rashi Shita is that avir of a box is not kaina. Avir of a chutzer is kaina. A box, a keli, is only kaina when it lands in the keli. Again, there are many different ways of understanding Rashi, and there's Rishonim who argue on Rashi. I am picking the simplest shot in Rashi, how Rashi reads simply, and the way a lot of Rishayim understand Rashi when they ask on him, but this is the way Rashi seems to learn. That this halacha, that airspace is kind of, is limited to a chutzer, where the airspace is part of the what's being guarded. The walls guard the airspace. In a keli, the walls are not made to guard airspace of a keli. The walls are there so things can be put into a keli and not fall out. Walls of a chutzer are not preventing it from falling out. They're there to guard the chutzer, right? I can have things on a floor whether I have walls or I don't have walls. The difference is the walls make it guarded, and without walls, somebody can theoretically come in and take it. So the walls of a chutzer are there to be shomer. So not only are they shomer the floor, but they're shomer the avir. The walls of a keli are not there to watch what's on the bottom of a keli. The walls of a keli are there so you can fill the keli up. That's why you make walls of a keli, so I can have a keli that I can fill up. I don't have walls, I can guard the bottom of the keli. That's not what the walls are made for. Therefore, Rashi holds, avir kli is not kind of. And therefore, even if the get is in her wall of the keli, it's in her box, but it hasn't landed yet, she's not megareshes. My taima, talay nach. Didn't rest, Rashi. Zok Rashi. The halay nach. Zok Rashi. The aim mechitzas kli asuyin laviran. The mechitzas of a keli are not made for the airspace, lishmar, to watch it. The ain kli asa laniach b'taychai. The purpose of a kli is to put things into it, not to put have walls guarding it. The guarding is by walls of a chutzer. The kli is to hold things, and therefore, the walls don't function to make the airspace be kaina. That's Rashi Shita. The Rishayim asked the Gemara Nava Nezara, which must be airspace of a keli is kaina. There's all kinds of different pshatim. I am sticking to the reading of the simple reading of Rashi. Frak the Gemara. v'chinach mayavi. Remember, the case is her box is in his box. So even if it rests on the floor of her box, it's in his box. And that's a case of keli shalakayach b'shus mecher. He's giving her the get into her box, which is located in his box. She can't acquire something if her box is in his box. Just like she can't acquire something when her keli is on his floor. It's on his box. And again, we're learning it's talking about a simta, which is a side street where kelim can be kinda. But kelim can be kinda if it's laying on the floor of the simta, not if it's in his box. Her keli is bottled to his keli. It's in his keli. And for the Gemara, his box has no bottom. It's a box with no bottom. Therefore, her keli is resting on the floor. So the chiddush here is that airspace is not kaina. But once it rests in the keli, it's her keli in a simta. And a keli in a simta is kaina.
He does not buy it in his own box that her
have
the room in there, just like he
doesn't say a word that he was marshal. Yeah, because that's not the key. We're trying to contrast. Rashi. So Rashi, b'chinach mayavi, period. She'en la shalayim, punt. The p'nimis v'nechas agavi karka. Someone will learn it's her chatzer. The problem with learning it's her chatzer is then there's no chiddush. It's on the floor of her chatzer. He has no box, so it's the chiddush. Teretz is that the aver is not kaina, but it's in the aver of her chatzer. Why isn't she kaina with the aver of the chatzer? That's the problem of learning it's her chatzer. Yeah, so therefore it's not aver chatzera. Okay. So this is much easier. That's why I picked simta to avoid these problems.
So his box wall is not doing anything then.
Exactly. Exactly. See, the truth is, this is one of the, again, reasons some people don't like Rashi's pshat, is because it ends up that all we're trying to say is that Avir Kli is not kaina. You don't even need his box. Forget about his box. His box has no role in this. We're contrasting. His walls of the chutzer help her be kaina to get, even though it's not in her walls. His walls of the box don't help her be kinder to get. But not because it's his walls, but because no walls are kinder to get, really. Even her walls aren't kinder to get in a kli. So that's why the contrast is a little bit difficult, because it's not contrasting his walls of a chutzre and his walls of a keli.
She's also not kinder to go to the ground, in other words. The abir of his box doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. The abir of her box doesn't mean anything. That's why going to Rashi, the contrast is a really big, little bit difficult. Right? We're trying to contrast Abaya. Abaya's saying, his walls of a chatzar can make her be mugureshes, even though it's not in her walls. If it's over her airspace. We talked about that yesterday, right? He has outer walls, go higher up. She has inner walls, above her inner walls, but within the outer walls, it's mishtameres, and therefore she's mugureshes. Keli doesn't work that way. So the analogous case would be, his walls are taller than her keli walls. It's not in her keli walls. So she's not megureshes by his keli walls. His keli walls aren't helping her. That would be the analogous case. But Rashi doesn't learn it that way. Rashi holds her own keli walls don't help. And Rashi l'chayim has arrived in the Lashon HaGemara, the Halei Nach. The other Rishayim have to deal with the words the Halei Nach. The Gemara says, because it didn't rest. That means that's what Rashi says. Kalim are not kind of with airspace. Again.
The analogy is, but it doesn't work. We want to know why it doesn't work.
Again, the analogy would try to be the similar case. His walls don't help her be kind of her Kalim. That would be the analogous case. If you're looking for an exact analogy, the analogy would have been that his walls don't help. The way Rashi learns, it has nothing to do with his walls.
Even a first standalone box.
Exactly. But Rashi has arrived, again, I don't pick sides and reach item, but Rashi has arrived in the Lashon HaGemara because the Gemara says the Halei Nach. Right? The Gemara seems to spell out clearly that the problem with the keli is because it didn't rest in the keli. Nothing to do with his box. So the analogy is not a great analogy, but the Rashi has the words on enough. The problem that we try to have is the Gemara elsewhere says airspace of a keli is kaina. And therefore the Rishayim would have learned that Enochinamishi is kaina with her airspace, that his box can't help, and the whole whatever the thing is, a different chat in the Gemara. And they say Halaynach doesn't really mean Halaynach. It means it's not in her airspace. Again, it's a different chat in the Gemara. I'm not going to learn that way. I'm just pointing out why the other Rishayim's analogy is better, but the words Halaynach lean to the other, like Rashi's shot. Dr. Mishnah Vayter. Beishamai says a person is allowed to use the chatchila a get yashan. Get yashan is he was miyachid with her after the writing of the get. Beisil says you're not to use a get yashan.
How do you use it?
Give it to your wife.
Give it again. You gave it to her once?
No, you didn't give it to her. You gave it to her. She's,
it's written.
You wrote a get. You never gave it to his wife. And then he was miyachid with her. Leiza get yashin koshin nisachid ima machashin kasvala. There's no Rashi. That's a get yashin. Let's learn the Gemara, and then we're going to speak out of Yerushalmi. Interesting Yerushalmi. Zach to Gemara Vaitin. Not that Yerushalmi needs my ass come up. But my commiflagi. Beishamai sarvi loy meaning zera shemayim rugitikaitin with the. Beishamai says, we're not afraid that people will say, hey, the get dated in January, in Shvat, and the kid is, he was conceived in Nisan. That means he's born out of wedlock. We're not afraid of that. Beisil Laimim, sorry, I mean, Zereshem, I'm going to get to it. And Beisil says, yes, we are afraid of that. Amar Abba Mishmu, in Nisan Slaytetzai, even Beisil agrees, that a get yashin is only possible chatchila. But if she got married with it, we're not going to break up her second marriage. The Rabbanim would not step in and say she didn't have a kosher get. We don't like to use this get. And we tell the woman, don't get married. But if she did, we're not breaking up the second marriage. It's a gzera. We're not going to break up the second marriage. If this guy should tell us the chatchila, that even Beisil would agree, once you gave it to her, she's Mugarashas. He's just saying, don't use this get. If you come and ask the rabbi, he would say, do not use the get. If you use the get, it's 100% kosher with the Evan. So there's two shitas here in Beis Hill. Some say Beis Hill is saying, you should not get married with this get, even if you gave it to the wife, get a second one before you get married. But if you got married without it, we're not breaking up the marriage. The second shita is saying, no, Beis Hill even allows her to get married. We say to the husband, do not give this get to your wife. We don't like this get. But if you gave it, we're not stepping in. Those are the two shittas in Beis Hill. The kasha that Rishayim have is the chayav to get mugdar. We have a rule that you can't have a get that's predated. Here, the get is predated. It wasn't given till who knows when, and it's dated in Shvat. Why isn't that a puzzle again? Because a get can't be a get mukdam. We had that Dr. Zion, a get mukdam is puzzle.
Every get
yashin should be a get mukdam. Exactly. It's exactly the concept of the Rishayim. So the Rishayim give different terutzim. The easiest terutz is that the Gemara there said on Dr. Tchess, if you send the get through a shliach, then the get can be mukdam. Because since it's sent through a shliach, obviously, you're going to have to allow for time. Shliach can go to China. It takes a year. So the halacha of get mugdam is only if he gives it to her directly. But if it's given through shliach, there's no chesaron of get mugdam. They live in the same city. Doesn't make a difference. Once you do it by shliach, they didn't possibly get mugdam. And therefore, to shaylam get yashan, not get mugdam. That's what the Rashi answers in one of his terutzim. Now, Yerushalmi has an interesting shot in this machlokes. Let's do Rashi first. Look, Rashi, Gitakayim Lubna. Shema Yishas Haget Shnosayim Vishalosh. He'll keep 2 or 3 years. Now, Rashi's being practical. Nobody's going to notice when the kid was conceived if it's 2 months after the get's date. You know what I mean? People sit there and say, the get, how old is he exactly? They don't sit there and make it. But if it's 2, 3 years apart, the kid's 11 and the get's 13 years old, we got a problem. Bank Sivil and Sina. Bilo Bottom Menu Batechasman. Yakaki Gesheno by Holusin. Luyamim years later, Gishi Stagahadover. Use mana get cut in the latest event. They'll see that there's mana to get as before. We assume she didn't love Shaf Ksiva. We got him not knew him, Naila Mishigirsha, while they began. They won't say necessarily he's the father. They'll say the kid was born out of wedlock. You know, through 20 years later, nobody remembers exactly everything. They just see a get dated. They see the kid's 3 years younger. Whoever the father is didn't get married to her. We're not necessarily worried it's his kid. We're worried that it's a kid born out of wedlock, and it's not. Right there. In this guy should be get Yashim v'holuk b'ayvlam dinas hayam. Now this is Rashi Shita. This heter, that she's allowed to get married to Chachila, is if the husband's no longer here. If not, nobody would say, according to Beis Hill, that she can get married with this get. Meaning, according to Rashi, the machlokes these two lashonos are, Shimon divorced his wife with a get Yashan. First lashon says, even if Shimon is in China, we don't let the woman get married. We don't let the woman get married. It's a get Yashan. The second lashon says, if he's in China, what are we going to do to the woman? Not really let her get married? We'll let her get married. But if he's in town, give her another get. Everybody would agree, don't let her get married. Why should she get married with her get Yashan if she can get another one? That's how Rashi learns. So Rashi learns the machlokes is only by haloch bailam dinas hayam. Now, the Yerushalmi says a very interesting shot in this machlokes. Again, Bavli doesn't learn that way, but it's interesting. There's a machlokes beis Shammai beis Hillel at the end of the Masechta, coming up in Meretz Hashem in 10.5 lot. The beis Shammai says a person should not divorce his wife unless he saw something inappropriate. Something that leads him to believe that she's not behaving appropriately in Hilchos Arayos. Not that he saw her being Mazana, but he's noticing a lack of commitment to the ideals of a Jewish woman. That's the only reason a person should divorce his wife. That's what Beit Shammai says. And Beit Hillel says, I feel like a dicha tafshilai. Even if she burns the child, he doesn't have to have an erva reason to divorce. So therefore, it's up to Yerushalmi. According to Beit Shammai, we're not chayshish that he had a relationship with her. Why should we be chayshish that if he wrote to get, that he's going to have a relationship with her? Why would he want to live with her? He's divorcing her because of erva. He's not going to live with her. He obviously thinks she's not appropriate. So therefore, there's no reason to make exerv get yashim. According to Beis Hillel, it's a burnt chont. A burnt chont is not a deterrent to having a relationship with her. Therefore, there's a gzera of get yashan. So Beis Shammai explains that Beis Shammai is not worried because he won't live with her. Because he's only divorcing her because of erev hazdavar. A man that divorces his wife because of erev hazdavar is going to stay away from her. He thinks she's not acting appropriately. He thinks he's not supposed to be with her. So therefore, by taking the guy who divorces his wife because of chont, he wrote the get because she burnt the chont on Shabbos. So there's no reason he can't be with her, so therefore they make the tear. It's an interesting shot to Yerushalmi. Zok to Mishnah Vayter. Kasav l'shamalcha she'en ha'igenes. Now, I want to explain this Mishnah. Rashi's a chiddush neira volume, and I'm explaining Rashi like the Pnei Yeshua's shot in Rashi. Again, Rashi has many multiple pshatim and achroidim in this Rashi. But we're going to learn the Pnei Yeshua's Pshat in Rashi. And that is, the Rabbanan made a takonos in Gittin. One of the takonos they made is that the get should be written to the years of the kingdom that you live in. Because of Shalom Malchus, the government used to be very nervous. If you counted to a different count, like if you counted to a different king country, the way they used to write their shtaros was on the 10th year of the kingdom of the Greeks, of the Greek Empire. So that if you would write the 25th year of the Persian Empire, instead of the 10th year of the Greek Empire, the government would be very unhappy with you. So Chazal made a takana that all Gittin have to be to the kingdom that you're in, the Shalom Malchus. We don't want to start messing with Goyim. And therefore, they made a takana drabonim that the get is puzzle if you don't do it that way. It was to preserve Shalom Malchus. That was the purpose
by
of
the kingdom. I'm sorry.
Sorry?
The kingdom he is in, or the kingdom she is in? What if they are in different locations?
That is being written. Wherever the get is being written, we should write it to that kingdom. Now, there's a machlokes rishonim, if you in those days, would you write it lebriya sa'ilam, would there be a problem? Some rishonim say no, because the government doesn't care if you count lebriya sa'ilam. They count if you count to a different empire. That's like, hello, we're it. What are you doing with something else? Rashi, however, indicates that even that would be possible. It's not only they don't want you counting to somebody else. Shalom Malchus means they want you to acknowledge the fact that you are now living with the Greek Empire. So therefore the Greeks will be wonderfully happy that the Jews acknowledge their domination of the world in the Greek Empire. So it's Malchus Rishayim. Now, it's not in the game, it's not out there. These guys don't care what we write. They don't care if we write the B'Asylum, whatever reason. We can write any date, and they don't care. And since they don't care, we write the B'Asylum. They stopped caring a long time ago. When they stopped caring, I don't know, but I don't think the English ever needed you to write from England, and the French never needed you to write from France. They all count from, has to do with religious reasons, they count from whatever they think he was born, right? Whether he was or wasn't is a different story, but doesn't make a difference. They count from whenever they think he was born. So that's how they count, but they don't care if anybody doesn't count that way. You can count whatever you want. So we count with B'nai Shalom. We count with our count, and there's no Shalom Malchus. The American government really doesn't care what you put down in a get. They really don't care.
If they cared,
we're worried about it. They don't. It's a fact. We're not going to make up a thing. They don't care.
So if they use Yoshka as a basis.
That gets evolved. Bechlau, Dr. Schwab will tell you, he has kindness on me, that I write 12, 17, 22. He holds that I should not write 22. I should write 20, 22. I think that's what you told me to do. Exactly. Kleisberger Rabbi used to write the date, and he put down afterwards, Lamed Lamed Resh Ayin. Leladus Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva was born in that year. And therefore, he used to write whatever date it was in English, if he had to write the date. And he put afterwards, Lamed, in little letters, Lamed Lamed Resh Ayin. Leladus Rabbi Akiva. He's counting from the birth of Rabbi Akiva. That's what he used to do. I never saw anybody else do it, but that's how he used to do it. That was the way he avoided it. Dr. Schwab, I don't know why 2022 is better than 22.
Not 22. It's that you don't number the months. You don't write.
Oh, right. That's it. Right. Don't write 12. December. Write December. Right. That's what Dr. Schwab's time on me was.
Not me.
Okay. According to... you're the one that told it to me. Right. So some people write December instead of 12. Okay. That's not the issue now. But... again, today the government doesn't care. You can count to your kid's birthday. They don't care what you write.
What I'm asking is, because I'm aware that there's a problem with how you write the date. Are you allowed to write the date?
I don't know. There's nothing to do with this. We don't count getting the B'nai Shalom. I'm not getting involved now in that. So again, now, comes along here. It's constantly saying, Malchus Sheinei Genes. Malchus Sheinei Genes is a code word for the Roman Empire. The Mishnah calls it a Malchus She'eino Hegenes, a non-proper kingdom. Why it's non-proper, the Gemara will deal with. It doesn't give it the credit of saying Malchus Remi. It calls it Malchus She'eino Hegenes, an improper kingdom. Article might have a different word instead of improper. Not fit?
Unworthy.
It's a code word for Rome. And we're not living in the Roman Empire. That would be the problem. Shem Malchus Madai, the Shem Malchus Yavam, Lebinyan Abayas, the guy writes in the get the year since the Beis Hamikdash was built, Korban Abayas. So those getin are possible. Or Hayyab Mizrach v'Kasim B'Mayrav. He was in the east and he wrote a city in a different place. B'Mayrav v'Kasim B'Mizrach. Now this is Rameir Shita. Her first divorce is not good, and if she got married married to a second husband, she has to leave him. Utsricha get mizeh mizeh, and she needs a new get from both husbands. And we'll explain why in a moment. And we'll stop here for a second. It comes along Rashi and says, this is a get that's pasul midaraisa. This get is a pasul midaraisa. All the Rishonim say pasul midaraisa. It's a takana drabanan. Why is it pasul midaraisa? According to Rashi, she's married to the first guy. Biblically, the get didn't work. Her marriage to the second one never really worked. She was an ancient fish. Except to people, she got a divorce. So we make her get a get from the first one because we punish her because she accepted this get. She should have gone to a rabbi and say, is this a kosher get? And the rabbi would have told her, no, lady, don't you dare get married with this. And she didn't, so we punish her. So she can't stay married to the first husband. She can't marry Satan, stay married to the second husband because she had no marriage to him. She was an anxious ish. So we make her get divorced from both, and the Mishnah is going to throw the book at her. If you remember from Masechtas Yevamos way back, we talked about punishing the woman for getting married when her husband left town and she thought he was dead and she had one aide and then we found out he's alive. We threw the book at her because she didn't do enough of investigation. We throw the book at her now too. And the Gemara is going to say how we throw the book at her in a minute. But the catch is on Rashi. Why is this a biblically possible get? Zuck the Bnei Yeshua. The just like Kedushin is done adai to the Rabbanan Mekadesh. And the Rabbanan can remove Kedushin. A get also says Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. Every get given on the condition that the rabbis agree that it's a get. If the Rabbanan say we don't want it to be a get, it's not a get with the Raisa. Chiddush of the Bnei Yeshua in Rashi. That is a new thing. The Gemara never says this. Kal Mekadesh Adai to the Rabbanan Mekadesh is in a number of places in Shas. The Bnei Yeshua is saying that Rashi holds that just like by Kedushin, the Rabbanan can remove Kedushin retroactively. They have a right to say a get like this doesn't work biblically, even though it does, because it's done on Das. Every get is done if we agree. We don't agree. This is Rashi's Kiddush. All the Rishonim argue on Rashi. They say this is only a get that's possible with Rabbanan. She's really married to the second guy. The first guy is divorced from her, but rabbinically we have a problem, and therefore we throw the book at her. They didn't do it there. Not every takana did they treat the same way. When they feel, like, again, there are many times they didn't pull the plug in Kedushin either. Remember, somebody asked questions, why don't we say it called the Mekadesh? They said it when they say it. They don't say it when they don't say it. Same here, by the way, not everybody agrees to this halacha, as we will see in the Gemara. But again, the pshat in Rashi is that this whoever wrote this Mishnah holds that they pulled the plug in the get. Not always, but in this case. Other Rishonim disagree. They learn it to get kachim deraisa, it's possible drabanan, and we punish her with all these punishments, even though it's only possible drabanan. But we learn Rashi, so we learn Rashi. And this is the Pnei Yeshua's Pshat in Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Kassel l'shei malchus shei negeres. Mi shayim above over kassel b'shnas kach v'kach l'malchus acheres. Now Rashi is being very careful here. The Mishnah is written in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, in the time of Rebbe, was under the Roman Empire. So why is the Mishnah writing that if you write it to the Roman Empire, it's not a good get? This is the place you live in. So Rashi says, the Mishnah is referring to a guy that lives in Bavel, and he wrote it to the years of the Roman Empire. Interesting thing, because the Mishnah is written in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they lived under the Roman Empire. So Rashi has to tell you, we're talking about a guy that lived in Bavel. We're not talking about a guy that lived in Eretz Yisrael. And he wrote it, because of Mishnah's Kaf, Mishnah's Malchus Acheres. But Gemara Mefarish, Amai Kari L'Lashay Neigenes. The Gemara will want to know why it's an unworthy kingdom. Can I finish the Rashi? Aitch Kassim L'Lashay Madai. Fishatzarech Lichtel L'Lashay Malchus Shenichtaba. You have to write to the kingdom that you live in, that it's written in. To the Mepharish of the Gemara. I'm sorry, yes.
No, so that you're writing, it's the sofer where he's at?
Where the get is being written.
It takes effect somewhere else.
There's a
Did we write it again today?
What?
We write the B'Asylum. Mishleisha B'Shabbos, Shnas, Hey, I love him, Chavish, I love him, V'Sheva Meyas, V'Shmeinim Shleisha, the B'Asylum, Maminyan Shana Meinim Khan, Master Cleveland, the Yasva Nahar Kayahoga Bamei Mayanais. Because we're Makba to write a river. The city should have a river there, so we should know exactly which Cleveland we're talking about. It's the Cleveland that's on the Cuyahoga River.
That's what's written.
But
not given.
I just said the same thing about the Mishnah. It's where the get is written. And you looked at me with like I did something wrong. So I explained to you that's what we still do today.
It doesn't have to be where it was given.
Who said a word about given?
So who cares? I'm sorry. Why are we making a big deal where it was written?
Because the government of the place where you're writing it wants you to write it by their empire. Why does anybody care what's written in the get, period? There was a Shalom Malchus. They were nervous, they were paranoid, and therefore when you lived in Eretz Yisrael, the Romans wanted to make sure that the Jews realized that we are subject to the Roman government, and one of the ways you expressed this is by dating your status to the years of the Holy Roman Empire.
But that's not going to affect the validity of the get when she was divorced.
Again, I almost don't understand what's wrong with you.
Just a nice thing to do, that's all.
It's a takana that you better do that, Bishum Shalom Malchus. Not a nice thing. We don't throw women out of marriages for nice things. It's a takana
d'rabbana. And if the government insists on writing it in English, is that a problem?
Well, you got to do it in the eighth barrack. Write it in English. Don't they? Government in America, again, I don't know how many years it ended, but all the Rishonim say that Bizman Hazad, the government doesn't care.
Throughout the world,
I don't know what the Rishonim say. They lived in France and in Germany, and they said the government doesn't care. Everybody wrote Libri Asylum. They didn't care. I guess at one point in the time of the Mishnah, they cared. If they don't care, they don't care.
There'll be a problem with the government.
It's not Shalom Malchus.
Right, so if a person divorces his wife...
It's like flying a Confederate flag.
And he doesn't tell the government, he's still
they're going to the government. No, because they have a kapeda. Rabbanon said, we don't want you doing anything, it's not Shalom Malchus.
So you can't do a secret gift.
No, exactly. It doesn't work. Rashi holds it doesn't work biblically. It's like flying a Confederate flag. It's things you don't do, Mishum Shalom Malchus. Or because you want your house to remain standing, you know, whatever your incentive might be.
Carjacking, is that allowed?
No idea. Thank you. And the Gemara Mephiah, Shemai Karla, Shemai, we did that right. I should cast the binyan by Isaac about it, possibly should cast the Shemai Malchus. Here's my name, Madaik from Rashi. Rashi says it's possible because you didn't write it, Shemai Malchus. Not because you wrote it to something else. But because you didn't write it to them. So they've only been arrived in Rashi, the Rashi holds Bria Asylum also doesn't work. See, the question is, what is the government upset about? That you use a different kingdom? Or as a Jew, you're still worried about your big Hamikdash? How many of you count from the creation of the world? Did the guy care about that?
Deny that date.
Again, so Rashi says, yes, they do. It's not a negative that they're worried about. They want a positive. That's what Rashi holds. Now, they're not happy that you're not counting to something else. They want you to count to them. And the other Rishonim say, they only are upset if you count to some other date that's important to you. Bria Asylum doesn't bother them. That's how other Rishonim learn. Again, it's not in the game, it's not as that because the government doesn't care. The Rishonim speak that out. This is not a 2023 halacha. 2022, we're still in 2022. Well, later, Shabbat Kiva, yes. What?
You go put a Hebrew date on a legal contract, okay, what are you doing?
They're not angry at you. They don't put you into jail. They don't think... Either they will or they won't. I'm not so sure they will, number one. And number two, it's not because of Shalom Malchus.
Right, right.
No care.
This applies to all documents?
Ah, that's a big silence when you sign them. Because the Gemara only says that by get. Because everything else is monetary. By monetary, we don't go so crazy. By get, we're worried about it, so we're much more strict. But it's a big machlokes for Rishonim. Some Rishonim say it doesn't, some Rishonim say it doesn't.
They hear more about this than they do monetary?
Yeah, because of marital things. This is matrimony, holy matrimony. I mean, once upon a time, marriage was a thing, you know what I mean? Not like today. Today, they're not interested in marriage. Marriage is archaic. Once upon a time, people got married, even Gaia. They redefined it, which means they don't care anymore. My turn. Teitzim is that, is that. That's this drashi. So drashi, and this is beget zeh, teitzim in arishim and asheni. Utsricha get sheni min arishim, beget min asheni. Now listen to Rashi. We have a piece of kedusha, sheni will have a kedusha. This is that line. Even though the second one's kedusha didn't work. What do you mean, why didn't it work? It's a psul drabonon. That's all the Rishayna mask on Rashi. How can you say it's possible to rise up? So to Pnei Shua, this is Pnei Shua's chat in Rashi. They called the Megarish Adai to drabonon Megarish. And again, it's never written in the Gemara. And Rashi never says those words. The Pnei Shua learns that chat in Rashi. Why do we punish her? We're afraid that people will say the first one is a good one. The Nasa Shane, even if this HS is a boy get. If we don't take a get from the second one, people will think a married woman is leaving without a get. So we make her have two gittin, and then we throw the book at her. Let's go back to the Mishnah. We're going to throw the whole book at her. It's like 10 lines of book. She loses the ksuba from both of them. And she loses the Paris, which means he doesn't have to redeem her from captivity. Neither husband. Lemizainis, neither of the two have to feed her. Like Blois, she doesn't get back her nichse malug, her shmatis, that she brought into the marriage, her clothing. She doesn't get it back. If not, if she took it, she has to give it back. And if the kid is a mamzer, if she has kids, it's a mamzer. From the second husband, it's a mamzer midaraisa. From the first husband, it's a mamzer midarabona. Again, Rashi Shita, that this is not a biblical get. And Leizev is a matamin law. If the first husband is a kayin, he can't be matamin. The second husband can't be matamin to her anyway, because he's a grusha. The kayin should have never married her. And some want to learn that there's a chiyav on a husband to be matamin to his wife. Neither is considered a husband. But Leizev is a kayin, Leib mitziyasa. Neither of the husbands are mitziyah. But Leib mitziyah, that's her earnings, Leib mitziyah, that's her earnings, to nullify the darim. Haizev mitziyah, the sellers of Nakuna. And the truth is, she would have been puzzled anyway as a grusha. So it's really, so Rashi adds that besides being a grusha, she's considered a zayna. And she would get malchus as a zayna, because she is a zayna. She lived with a second man as an eshesish. Baslevim and a meiser. If you hold the Israelis can't eat meiser, they punished her for meiser. And baskayim and a truma, she's considered a zayna. She does not eat her truma from her father's house. Let me just finish. If you remember, we learned to Masechta Ksubas something called the Ksubas Benin Dichrin, that her children are able to collect the Ksuba even if she predeceased her husband. In this case, they will not. We do not allow a Yibum. Even though the first husband's brother should do Yibum, he's married, we answer no Yibum, and both brothers have to give Chalitza, one biblically and one rabbinically. Yes.
Throwing the book at her, then we say that if you find her,
Siyah,
you can't keep
her.
It's not the first. We're trying to say that.
So you're asking the Gemara's Kashin Yavamas. Very good. The Gemara and Yavamas asked the Kashin, so why doesn't he get the Matzia? We're throwing the book at her.
Right.
The Gemara answers, we want to create Eva. We want to create a relationship that doesn't work. We don't want to stay together. So what we do is, we say you get no rights as a husband either. That's what the Gemara says. And there's a Mal Yomar there that argues and says they do get Matziah and the thing, but we're not going into it. Now we're getting, that's the Sugin Yomar. Rashi, the white Paris didn't perish. It took the law. The Isha Pekuna Meshivya to redeem him from captivity. Tagas Paris. Now, Elo ain't look club. Not what's left from the clothing she brought into him. Now, what did she do wrong here? What do you want from the poor lady? She should have read the get to a Talmud Chacham. She'd gone to the rabbi and said, Rabbi, can you please check that this get is a valid get before I get married? Now, today, they have a rav at the get to make sure that this doesn't happen. In those days, husbands wrote getting to their wives and had two edim, and nobody, there was no rabbi involved. So we tell the lady, be smart. Before you use the get, you go to the rabbi. If you don't go to the rabbi, we will throw the book at you if it's a wrong get.
So really, they're both at fault.
She's the one using the get to get married. She's the one that gets whatever word you want to use.
Gets the brunt of it.
Exactly. Havad mamzim is emezet. Imekzira reached him the old Ladan, the first husband keeps her having mamzim and rabbanon. Because according to Rashi, she's still married to him biblically. That mamzim and rabbanon would not be able to marry Samzeris, however, Kashim and Atira. Matam and Lom Kahanim Haim. Right? This is a big Shiloh. Rashi says they both can't be Matam if they're both Kahanim. So the Mepharshim want to know the second one married a Grusha. Anyway, he can't be Matam with her. He's not allowed to be married to her. Rashi makes it sound both husbands are kahanim. The second husband wouldn't be able to be matam her, even if the get was a good get. I don't know, but he's not allowed to marry a grusha. What? Grusha is private, but he's not allowed to be matam her. It's a woman that's possible to him. Nifsalas and Akuna Dizaini. The Stam Zaini Aido Asia Sisha Mazada Takas Baila Lacherim. Dino Nafka's bra. She went outside. She's a married lady and went elsewhere. She can't go back to her father's house and eat truma. The children that she had, what kind of ksuba? The Gemara answers, ksuba's benin dichwin. The ksuba of the male children, she yirshu b'na yasra chukain the machuin, that her children should get a greater chelik, more than their brothers, their half-brothers, k'shemeitzim chayabayla, even she predeceased her husband. V'yavav shibayla yirshu, her husband inherited her, they get a ksubas b'nin dichrin. Hachal shakli the knas that comes to, it's part of the knas. Achim shoshayin, the second one's brother has to do chalitza rabbinically, and the first one's brother has to do it biblically. So trashy, mishum knasa. Now, before we move on, it's just that the other Rishonim would flip the whole thing. They would say it's the second husband that's married to her biblically, because biblically it was a good get. But since rabbinically it wasn't a good get, we make him divorce her, but all the deraisa halachas are from the second husband. And the first husband's only married to her rabbinically. So whatever Rashi said about the first husband, the other Rishonim will say about the second husband,
but
and vice versa.
Still the same
halacha. Yeah. It's just the question is, whose wife is she biblically? Rashi's mechadesh anuchidesh according to Ibn Yeshua. That a woman can be married to her husband even though she got a biblically kosher get, because Rabbanan can invalidate a get with the Raisa.
We knew that.
I never knew that.
Knew?
No. You knew that Rabbanan can make it. That Rabbanan can make a get possum with the Raisa?
I mean, only condition you could do, but
that's get. That's what we always thought.
Oh.
The Yeshua is saying the Rashi Shita is, you can even do it by a get. Yes.
We said a bot bouncer means that. What if she never got married to a second guy and she used this guy and she had children after that?
Who?
Well, just me after that.
It was his children.
He thought it wasn't a get. You know, because it wasn't a get.
I don't know, but if it's his children, it's fine. It wasn't a get.
Which children are we talking about? Mizat.
According to the Rashi, if she goes back, she married a second one. That's the case in the Mishnah.
Okay, yeah.
Now she goes back to the first one, it's rabbinic mamzerim. Because she never really got divorced from him. And if she goes from the second one, it's biblical mamzerim.
If she gets divorced from the second guy,
It's a drabbanon. She was never married to the second guy, according to the Rashi.
Could she fix
the
mamzerus from the first one?
It's only the kid she has after the second one marries her.
So what does it mean that even
said? If she had children, either him or the other one, one or the other.
Not the first husband?
The children she had before the get was written are fine Jewish children. She married a second husband. He divorced her. She went back to the first husband.
She's allowed to go back to the first
husband. Well, why not? She was married to him. The get wasn't a get.
So if the get wasn't a get, why is the second one the one not there?
Midrabanan. Oh, but the second one's Midaraisa.
For the first one.
Midrabanan. Because Rabbanan said it, they said the Maisa, the second guy married her, and we need him to get a get. That means we're viewing it as if it were a marriage rabbinically. Everybody have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.